neighborhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, emergency services have rushed to Nottingham Road where a plane is believed to have crashed. The details are still sketchy. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson says it's very misty out there.
Midlands EMS crews are currently unseen in the Nottingham Road area just outside of Harwick following reports of a light aircraft crash. Rescue teams are currently unseen and are trying to locate the aircraft.
A Durban police officer who shot his son after mistaking him for a burglar has been found guilty of murder. The incident took place at their home in 2022. The 46-year-old officer is said to have heard a noise at the front door and believed someone had been tampering with the burglar gate. He noticed a person at the door and opened fire using his service pistol. According to police watchdog IPED, he realized he only had shot his son after the 25-year-old screamed. Spokesperson Pala Dishubing says the police officer and his wife, who is a nurse, gave him first aid. Judgment was handed down in the Chatsworth Magistrates Court today.
The reason why the accused police officer was charged for murder is that he did not fire even a single warning shot to scare off that person he thought was an intruder. The evidence that was presented by IPT investigators to the prosecutors was that he fired two shots and those two shots were aimed directly at the intruder. Hence, a decision was taken that he should be charged for murder.
It's become clear that those giving evidence at both inquiries into political and criminal interference in the criminal justice system are risking their lives. That's according to an analyst who, after proceedings at the Madlanga Commission, were halted yesterday over safety concerns for a secret witness. Technical glitches reportedly exposed information that could have compromised the person who had been testifying remotely. Last month, Crime Intelligence Head Dumisani Khumalo became unwell in the middle of his testimony and has not returned to the stand since. Political analyst Andre Duvenacher is a research professor at the Northwest University, and he says there's overwhelming evidence South Africa has become a full-blown mafia state.
And what we are seeing at the moment is that some of these new names coming into open, but the Cat McClalas and Browns, it is absolutely clear that people that would like to testify against them will risk their lives.
Duvenacher says they are in need of immediate protection.
They are in danger, and this is very compared to what we have seen in states in Latin America, where the criminal justice system of the country is falling apart, where you need to smuggle a guy from one point to the other in order to testify. That is our environment, and I have no doubt that we need a witness protection system, because especially if there's financial implications involved, I can assure you that the life of these people won't be a sin.
And a Rift Valley fever outbreak has killed 20 people in Senegal. The viral disease, which mainly affects animals but also humans, has hit the North St. Louis region particularly hard. The most common symptoms of the disease include flu-like fever, muscle and joint pain, and headache in people, while in livestock, fever and bleeding are common. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Aiden Markram not blaming the toss as the Proteas lose the first test to Pakistan. A huge game for the Hollywood Bet Sharks this weekend as they take on Ulster at home in the URC. And the ICF Ocean Racing World Championship routes have been confirmed for this weekend in Durban.